This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Our next guest was a paratrooper for the Israel Defense Forces. In the last two decades, though, he's been inserted in high-stakes international negotiations. Mickey Bergman, known for coining the phrase fringe diplomacy, and he's written a new book, In the Shadows, True Stories of High-Stakes Negotiations to Free Americans Captured Abroad. He'll be in St. Louis this weekend as part of the St. Louis Jewish Book Festival, and we're honored that he joins us now on KMOX. Good morning and welcome to KMOX.
Good morning, Megan. Thank you so much.
So I'm curious how you became the person to call when an American is being held by a foreign government.
Well, it's kind of a funny story. I was working at the time with the at the beginning of the Clinton Global Initiative back in 2005, 2006. And I got this phone call from one guy who claims to be Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico. And he says to me, Mickey, I need you to pack your stuff and get to Santa Fe. You're coming with me to Khartoum, Sudan. And I didn't know who he was. I didn't even know he existed. And I had about 48 hours to figure out whether this is an opportunity of a lifetime or a stupidest mistake I do before my life ends. And I consulted with some friends and I decided to go and meet with the governor in New Mexico out of respect and then bow out out of the mission. Because I'm an Israeli officer in reserves, and that's dangerous to go to Sudan. And I went and I had lunch with him, and then I said, Governor, look, you know, I'm an officer in reserves. It's dangerous. I don't want to risk the mission. And he looks at me and he says, you know, Mickey, you know what I'm famous for? I said, what is that, Governor? He says, I get people out of prison. So worst comes to worst, you spend a couple of months in the Sudanese prison. Think what it'll do to your career. And he was laughing. And that was the time I decided I have to go with this guy. And I went on that mission. And what I saw there blew my mind in terms of the ability of a private citizen to impact issues such as political prisoners and hostages and conflict in general. And from that point, I was hooked and I started working with him.
How do you straddle the boundaries of each country's authority and your position in such delicate negotiations?
So one of the things that is important to understand to everybody is that governments have constraints. So, for example, let's take now Russia and the United States, and we have a bunch of Americans held in Russia. Even if the two governments decide to get together and talk about the prisoners and try and find a solution for them, before they even say the first word in the room, the weight of the war in Ukraine and the weight of nuclear stability is making it almost impossible to insulate the issue of prisoners and hostages. And that's where we can come in because we have absolutely no authority when it comes to policy. We can insulate the issue and we can explore and develop with the captors what might be a pathway to bring somebody home. And then we need to work and make sure that our government sees that it's valuable enough or acceptable enough to do it. And those deals, by the way, as everybody knows, are never they're never pretty. They're never good. But they are the only way to bring Americans home.
Talk about that pathway. I'm wondering how you negotiate with leaders who may have very different worldviews from each other.
Yeah, so one of the things that is important for me to do, and that's kind of what I wrote the book about, is to deploy emotional intelligence. It's actually to try and get to understand how those people think, whether it's individuals, whether it's peoplehood in terms of the North Koreans, the way they see the world. And when I do that by talking to them. I do it by engaging with them. I do it by visiting them, not only when there's a crisis, but actually in between crises. When I do that, I don't do it because I justify them or I legitimize or I agree with their way. But it is extremely important to understand how they see the world, what is their place in the world the way they see it, because then our enemies that we like to think of as irrational and crazy actually become very, very predictable and rational, and you can get tangible things out of them.
We're speaking with Mickey Bergman. He is author of the book, In the Shadows, True Stories of High-Stakes Negotiations to Free Americans Captured Abroad. How challenging is it to operate knowing that you or your team might be the ones that maybe make a mistake or there's a gaffe that dooms someone or maybe puts relationships at risk?
That is a very, very heavy weight on our shoulders. There is a personal risk, and to my teams, there's a personal risk of, you know, we always joke that we don't, you know, if we get caught or captured, there's nobody else to come and get us. But beyond that, one of the things that that listeners hopefully can understand, beyond my responsibility, is the families of those people who are taken. They're faced in a situation overnight, not knowing anything before about geopolitics or any of these kind of complexities, are thrown into a situation in which every single decision they might make might be the decision that get their loved ones freed or killed or prolongs their sentencing for months and years. And they have to make those decisions based on partial and misinformation. And so it is an extremely impossible situation for these families. And part of my role in our organization, what we do is that we go with the families. At the end of the day, we work on their behalf. So they're the quarterbacks. But we try to explain to them as best as we can, what are the options, what are the risks of every single move. And it is true, Megan, that every single decision, every single mistake might cost somebody. And so the first rule for us is assessing the do no harm and making sure that we minimize the risk of anything negative that results from our engagement.
Can you give us an idea of some of the most significant negotiations you and your team have been a part of that our listeners might be familiar with?
So we've been part of, everybody's heard of Brittany Griner out of Russia and Trevor Reed out of Russia. We've done this. I have personally negotiated in North Korea twice in visiting there for the release of Otto Warmbier, the student that was held there. These are some of the more famous cases, including Paul Whelan, who just came back in August. And we hear every now and then about the cases, the release of prisoners from Iran late last year, which we've been involved. So all of these cases, most of them, we have our hands in it. Not always we're in the lead. Sometimes we advise. Sometimes we're able to bring somebody home ourselves, like we did with Danny Fenster from Myanmar, Burma, a couple of years ago. But sometimes we just help refine and define what is the deal that can be made and then get them home. And probably the most famous case and current cases they're working on are the hostages in Gaza, which we have been doing since October 7th of last year. Obviously, it's not in the book because the book was completed before, but we've been heavily involved in the first round of negotiations that succeeded and heavily involved in the continuous rounds of negotiations that continue to fail.
Do you have any hope that any of those remaining hostages might be returned to Israel?
Yes, I do. And I do because I know that there is a deal on the table. I know it is possible. It is not a pretty deal. It's not something that is savory, something that somebody would accept with excitement, except that it's the only way to bring them home. And there's nothing in that deal that is existentially threatening the state of Israel, my place of birth. So I do believe that the state of Israel needs to do this. And I think they'll get there. Megan, there are two cardinal truths about this work that I do, and I've been doing it for almost two decades now. The first one is that the deals never get better over time. They just never do. We think they do. We spin, we tell ourselves stories, but they don't. And second is that time is the biggest enemy to these hostages and prisoners, and we see it in Gaza. So I'm pushing with everything I can to convince and to create the conditions to allow the Prime Minister of Israel to accept this deal and to get it done, because with every day that passes, we might be losing more and more hostages.
Mr. Bergman, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Megan.
That is Mickey Bergman, author of In the Shadows, and he will be at the Jewish Book Festival in St. Louis November 2nd at the Jewish Community Center, the Merowitz Performing Arts Center. You can go to jccstl.com for tickets.